The gesture by the multinational company represents a major feat in the state's efforts to make the state conducive for residents, as inadequate logistics, especially transportation facilities, remained a major challenge to the operations of security agencies. At the ceremony for the handing over of the fleet of vehicles in Lagos, the independent non-executive director of the company, Mr. Emmanuel Ikazubo, said the gesture was to boost security of lives, property and investment in Ogun State.
Ogun State is part of our business. We partner with Ogun State, and we've invested so much in that state, and they have been very cooperative. We've been working in partnership with them.
Mr. Ikazubo gave the assurance that Dangote Cement will continue to partner Ogun State government in the area of security, job creation, and infrastructure development. Responding, the Executive Secretary, Ogun State Security Trust Fund, Mr. Okpeyemi Agbaje, commended Dangote Cement PLC for fulfilling the pledge it made at the fundraiser in October last year. Mr. Agbaje promised that the vehicles would be put to judicious use, adding that the reconstituted board of the trust fund would ensure improved security for the people and investors alike, in line with the mandates of Governor Dapo Abiodun.
It's very heartwarming. We know Dangote to be a very corporate socially responsible, and we are gratified that the Ogun State will go a long way in assisting the government and people of Ogun State in maintaining security.
High points of the event was the handing over of the keys of the GAC 200T saloon cars. Olusegun Folarin, Radio Nigeria.